You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, joined once again by Jason Beck. And the Tigers could not be off to a better start. Best start in baseball. Their lineup is just the juggernaut we expected, and probably even better than expected in some areas of it. But back on the topic of better than expected, Shane Green, who I think you and I agreed was probably a nice, maybe even sneaky pickup for the Tigers over the winter. I think he's exceeded everybody's expectations three starts in, 0.39 ERA. He's thrown about 70% of his pitches for strikes. He's been efficient, quick innings, and he's just been mowing people down. What were your thoughts on Green and just how nice that acquisition has been for this rotation?
You know, it's funny. In spring training, you know, he had his proponents and his detractors among, you know, scouts who'd come through. Some people thought that Dave Dombrowski had made a sneaky good trade, and other people wondered what they saw in him and whether he could, slide into a full-time rotation spot after, I guess, what amounted to a half season in the Yankees rotation. But after watching the last couple of starts, I had the scout tell me he thinks he's, that Shane Green might have better raw stuff than Rick Porcello, which was really saying something. What he seems to be doing is just, he's pounding the strikes, but he's also shown that he's got a wider repertoire than I think some people suspected. And he's keeping people off balance for that. I think the outing he had against the Pirates, the cutter was a pitch that really flummoxed those guys. And he really silenced that lineup. Well, granted, they had trouble scoring runs for a good part of that series, but he really kind of, he never gave them, kind of clean contact or a chance to really square a ball up. And so, and it seems like him and Alex Avila have really, and James McCann, for that matter, have really kind of found the chemistry there as far as knowing how to mix pitches, and he's smarter, I think, than some people gave him credit for. He's talked about never trying to fall into a pattern with these guys, and he's got enough pitches where he can change things up and keep guys guessing.
Well, naturally, Dave Dombrowski's getting praised, and Brian Cashman's getting crushed in New York for trading away one of the very few homegrown starters who succeed at the major league level from the Yankees' perspective. But looks like a good one for the Tigers, and especially important given what's going on with Anibal Sanchez. He had his struggles on the mound, and Justin Verlander, whose rehab plan has been slowed down here again by just continued soreness in that arm. How serious is it starting to sound with Verlander, Beck?
I think you have to start kind of accepting the idea that this could be a longer-term injury. And it's funny to think that about a month ago we were talking about this being a cramp that would not hinder him from making his final spring training start. And he is not pitching the game since. It's lingered longer, and it sounds like it's gone from more of a cramp to a strain to lingering soreness to the point where you wonder if there's anything more going on here. I think you have to wonder just by the fact that it's lingered this long. And I think we're past the point of simply being cautious. They keep saying that if this was later in the season, pursue it. Well, I can see that, but it also means that it's serious enough that they worry about him pitching through it and then making it serious enough where he might miss something longer. So, I don't think it's anything to be taken lightly right now. And I think we're talking about more than just soreness. And it sounds like it's a more severe strain than people might have suspected.
Well, that's frustrating to hear. Obviously, a lot of people rooting for Verlander to have a bounce back season, and certainly wish him the best physically. Anibal Sanchez is physically fine now, but statistically, he struggled with the long ball. 5 home runs already this early in the year. That's a pretty jarring statistic. What do you make of Sanchez's struggles, Beck?
Well, it seems to continue a trend that was going on in spring training, although the Tigers don't really say that factors in because the spring training guys are working on certain pitches and they aren't really looking to sequence pitches in a way that would get specific hitters out. With that said, you know, 7 home runs and 30 innings in spring training was out of sorts for him. And then when you tack on what he's done here the last couple starts, you know, I think you have to wonder if it is kind of a trend and if he's just, you know, in a little spurt where he's missing up and paying for it right now. It's something that it's unlike what he had, you know, a couple of years ago, obviously, when he was led the American League in ERA, where he had a lot of pitches that looked the same coming out of the hand, and they would move differently at the last minute. But the most important thing is he was able to locate everything down. And it doesn't seem like he's got that going on right now, at least not consistently. So that's something where, you know, you wonder if it's a mechanical tweak or something like that. If it is, I think you can count on Jeff Jones to take a look and them to try to work something out on that.
Well, there are issues like you mentioned with Sanchez and spring training that end up becoming real in the regular season, and then there are things that happen in spring training and the season starts, and you wonder, why were we even keeping score in those Grapefruit and Cactus League games? And I think Jose Iglesias would definitely fit that latter category, hit 135 in Grapefruit League play, hitting 436 so far this season. And obviously, you don't expect Iglesias to be a major offensive force on this team. That's not where his bread is buttered. You know, he's a defensive presence, and he's a big part of the reason why the Tigers' defense has been so much better this season. But as far as that offensive skill set, do you feel like there are real adjustments that have been made that could account for this strong start and could help him moving forward?
No, I think there were signs of encouragement, even in the struggling spring training numbers. The fact is there weren't a whole lot of strikeouts in those outs that he was getting in spring training. I think it was only like 3 or 4 strikeouts for the whole camp, and he played quite a bit. And so I think, you know, what Brad Osmus and guys were saying was that if he can put the ball in play with his legs, he's giving himself a chance. And I think he's found better spots. Obviously, he's made a little bit more solid contact. But I think, too, that, you know, just the numbers have come back around. And the batting average on balls put in play has kind of come back to what you would expect for a guy like that who can, you know, hit for a little bit more punch than you would suspect, but also, you know, has the legs to turn ground balls into infield singles.
Victor Martinez, obviously, tweaked his knee in Cleveland. The surgically repaired knee, missed a few games. Back in the lineup now, Beck, but because of the way it impacts his swing, it sounds like they might have to limit him against left-handers.
Yeah, you wonder about that. It's something that when you look at the way he's winced on a couple of the big swings and you kind of worry about it. There's not really an obvious substitution idea for him. It's hard to replace a guy like him, especially against left-handed pitchers. But I think for the long-term health for him and trying to have him available for as many games as possible, I think they might just go ahead and try to give him a break every now and then.
Yeah, that's probably a smart thing to do. Got to keep that bat in the lineup. Obviously, the lineup runs very deep right now, and it's a big key to the Tigers getting off the start they're off to, winning first 10 of their first 12. So I want to thank Jason Beck for joining us to talk about all that. And thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.